To attain ma'rifah, nearness of Allah, to attain forgiveness, and to attain paradise, we need to have one thing, and without which we cannot attain these three things, and that is good deeds. Good deeds. To attain ma'rifah, nearness of Allah, forgiveness, and paradise, which we need to practice good deeds. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, وَسَعْرُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةً وَرَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةً, that go towards good deeds quickly, make as much effort as you can to earn good deeds, and if you want maghfirah and you want paradise, then do as many good deeds as you can. Without good deeds to get forgiveness, to plan for paradise, this is the foolish person's planning and thoughts of a person who doesn't have any thought process. So we need good deeds to get paradise, forgiveness, and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is a good deed? Everything is a good deed, isn't it? To attain Allah Ta'ala's paradise, anything that's done for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is a good deed. And to earn a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our whole life to spend, the years, the seconds, the moments, to practice good deeds. The whole year is there in front of us to practice good deeds. If we come to the masjid, we've come to practice good deeds. We left home to come to Allah's house to earn good deeds. So, all year long, alhamdulillah, we can do this action to earn good deeds. Masjid is open, Quran is there, different gatherings, dhikr, there are opportunities. And there are people who try and practice and try to earn more deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us one fadl extra, because you'll have just seen the masjid, it was full. Or a lot of people came for Asr Salah, for prayer. There were quite a few people who come regularly, but they don't come before Ramadan. Maybe at Fajr time, there are a lot of brothers now in the masjid. And especially Taraweeh, Isha time, the safs, the rows will be full. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a special way to earn good deeds for us. That this masjid is all year long, Asr is prayed all year long, Maghrib is prayed all year long, Isha is prayed all year long. But there aren't any people here at that time. There's nobody here at that time. What's the reason for that? Two things stop a person. One is shaitan, and the other is the nafs, the desires. All year long, shaitan and the nafs attack a person and prevent him from doing good deeds. And that's why we see the difference now. Shaitan doesn't allow us to practice good deeds, to pray salah, to read Quran, to implement good deeds. Shaitan stops us, or the nafs stops us, the desires. So Allah Ta'ala is merciful that this month, this special month Allah Ta'ala has given to us, in which we are present now. And Allah Ta'ala's mercy on this month is such, one special barakah in this month that Allah Ta'ala has instilled to earn a good deed is that Allah Ta'ala has imprisoned shaitan. Allah Ta'ala has imprisoned shaitan. So that's it. Shaitan, Allah Ta'ala said, go, you're expelled out to the oceans. You cannot come and deviate my men, my servants. Rather, I remember a latifa, the one individual. He said, Ramadan, how do we know that shaitan is imprisoned? We can't see, can we? So the answer was good. He said, you can see. He said, how? He said, just, you've come to the masjid. That's why we know that shaitan is in prison, because you've come to the masjid. SubhanAllah. If shaitan wasn't in prison, then so many people wouldn't come for Isha, for Taraweeh. This is the proof that shaitan is in prison, that so many people are coming to the masjid. And the bigger enemy than that for us is the nafs, the desires. Allah Ta'ala has also prepared for the nafs, the desires. Allah Ta'ala says, stop eating and drinking. Because when you have food in the stomach, that's when the nafs plays games. The rich people, even the poor person, if he eats to his fill, a poor person fills his stomach and he gets good food and a meal, then he starts thinking, oh, I'll get married second time. So shaitan isn't just with the rich people, it's with the stomach. Wherever the stomach is full, nafs is there. Nafs is there, and the nafs plays games. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared that just like shaitan is imprisoned, Allah Ta'ala has imprisoned our stomachs. Allah Ta'ala says, stop eating, drinking, all of the luxuries, delicacies, finished. Control. Now shaitan is in prison, and the nafs has also been controlled and weakened and under control. So two enemies, Allah Ta'ala has suppressed them. Allah is merciful. Allah Ta'ala says, maghfiratun. That for you to get my forgiveness, Allah says, you won't move, so I will make the preparation for you this month. Aha. Ayyamun ma'dudat. Allah says, a few days, then the test will finish. Allah Ta'ala says, the rest of the year, then you have to come into the open field. Allah Ta'ala says, I could imprison shaitan for the rest of the year and tell you not to eat or drink. Then we will be successful. The mosques will be full just like they are now. Like yesterday and today, and they will be. Isn't this case? But Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَّامٌ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. These days are just for a few days. 30 days is nothing. Look, the second fast is gone. Quick. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'll make you get a habit, acquire the habit, and if you are, mashallah, like proper men, then you will grab hold of the good habits. And don't think that Ramadan is forever, and Ramadan is going to continue. It says, just like the people who do training. And so many people before Ramadan were about to fall into the traps of Jahannam, hellfire, who were trapped by shaitan. And then nafs, and Allah Ta'ala gave us Ramadan, we fast. So we say, oh, let's go and pray. Okay, so in this heart, that person, the good thoughts come into the heart because Allah Ta'ala wants to save him from Jahannam. That's why I said that millions and millions of people who were about to fall into the ditch of shaitan are saved in Ramadan. Dirty habits, bad habits, sins upon sins. So now, what do we understand? Is that, وَسَائِرُ عَلَى مَغْفِرَةٌ. Allah Ta'ala says that in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has prepared an open playing field and opportunity for us to save ourselves, to do good deeds. Allah Ta'ala has given a chance for a few days only. For a few days only. So, Quran, recite it. Do good deeds. Do good to others. Implement good deeds. Give sadaqat. Give charity. Do voluntary actions. Voluntary prayers. Because nafs is weak now. Nothing to eat. No base desires that come from the nafs. Allah Ta'ala, due to His Allah Ta'ala barakah, He's made the fast 20 hours. So, Allah Ta'ala sleep and rest, and then sit on the prayer mat, then do tasbih again, then do dhikr of Allah again. The much capacity you have in strength, Allah Ta'ala's karam, that this long fast, we've got the time passes, but a man can earn good deeds. Allah Ta'ala has given us another mercy on top of this, that from the first Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah knows, we are His servants, He created us. Allah says, I've given you a great chance. So Allah says that a person, like for example, was saying to me that there's a bigger place further up, we'll do it there. Allah Ta'ala says more people will come into paradise, so we need to prepare for that. So Allah Ta'ala, before, from the first fast, He opened all of the doors of paradise. Just like in the masjid, we say, oh, there's a bigger gathering, let's go to the hall upstairs, close the small hall and open the other rooms, because more people are going to come to pray. But Allah Ta'ala says, I look at the people of paradise, we are opening the bigger halls, the doors, the rooms for more musallis to come. Allah says, open all the doors of paradise. The angels say, Allah, what's happening? Allah says, no, close Jahannam. Close Jahannam, nobody's coming here during Ramadan. Allahu Akbar, Allah's mercy. Allah knew that the worst of the worst, the broken down believer, he will also come to Jannah in Ramadan. So much rush in Jannah. Allah says, look, one door's not enough, two doors are not enough. Angels, I give you a special duty. Ramadan, they're given a uniform. Just like here you have a parking, a high-vis vest. In Jannah, there are millions of angels, millions. Allah Ta'ala orders them, open all the doors. Millions and millions of believers are going to come to paradise in this month. Allah's prepared. So now, Allah Ta'ala's prepared in a beautiful manner. Beautiful, and it will be a shock, a surprise, that despite all of these mercies of Allah, we don't earn good deeds. Think about it. It's sad, isn't it? What we should be doing is that at least something should be doing all day long. Even if you're not doing nothing, sit down, you're tired, start dhikr of Allah. Easiest deed, subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Every subhanallah, a tree is planted for you in paradise. Yes, and you're getting close to Allah and sins are being removed. How long does it take? How much energy? If you can't read Quran, no problem. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. That's it. What do you have to say? Subhanallah. And look at the barakat. If I start to speak now, how long will I be sitting here? The ahadith, the rank, the status, the reward for subhanallah, and how light it is. It is Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. An insan, the human being, has iman. And he is totally prepared. And he has one word, subhan. What else do we need? What else do we need? But the issue here is that we need to focus If we get confused in this month, and we are running after food stuff and preparing iftar and parties, dinners, and making money and counting the cash and running after dunya, Allah Ta'ala says, well, you are a foolish person who doesn't understand. The days are passing, the nights are passing, you're still not earning deeds. Still not earning the deeds. And when it's such a climate, a season, Allah is giving the showers of rains of mercy, storms of mercies of Allah. And such a deed, Allah says, you have to do easy, light, about which Allah Ta'ala says. In the hadith, the Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that such an amal, an action, that in the normal days if you do this deed, when this person sits to do this deed, what happens? That from all four sides, the angels surround that person or those people. Allah's mercy surrounds those people or that person. Sakina, satisfaction descends on those people. Peace and happiness descends on those people. Allah sits in His heavens on the arsh, and with pride Allah Ta'ala speaks about those people who are doing this deed. So if a person doesn't do a deed in Ramadan, then he is the most unfortunate person. Isn't it? Okay, you've read Quran, you've done Nawafil, Salat, Taraweeh. But this deed about which Allah Ta'ala says, I am proud in the heavens about those people, then he is the unfortunate person who doesn't do this amal. Look, if you go around the world today, all the masjids, go to every masjid, and you will see very few people doing dhikr of Allah. Great deed. Great deed in normal days, away from Ramadan. This is the situation, the reward. And as I said, if we start, oh yeah, I'm doing tasbih, I'm doing dhikr. No, this point I'm doing is about the majlis of dhikr. Not dhikr individually. People do dhikr and read and recite. But this tawab I'm telling you about, the reward, is about the majlis, the gathering, the congregation. When you sit in a congregation of dhikr, you get this reward. Majalis of dhikr. The halaqas of dhikr. There's such a massive reward. And we've read Quran during the day. Maybe we've done other good deeds. Sadaqat and charity has been distributed. And this action we leave to sit down together to remember Allah 30, 45 minutes. What a big, big loss after Ramadan. What a big, big thing we're losing out on if we don't do this action. In the hadith it is stated, narrated, the four amal that are mentioned in the Quran, Allah's dhikr, to attain maghfirah, to ask for maghfirah, to do dua for Jannah, and to save ourselves from the hellfire. These are four deeds of Ramadan. La ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa nas'aluka na'udhu bika minan nar. That Allah Ta'ala says, dhikr, la ilaha illallah, first and foremost. Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this, that Ramadan is coming. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the guidance, these are the deeds you have to do in Ramadan. So how easy, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that this is the amal you have to do in Ramadan. And those amal are disappeared from us in Ramadan. Those same amal have disappeared. Tell me, speeches and majmah and gatherings, this is the month for amal, brothers, my friends. And this, what I'm talking, is not a speech, just 5 or 10 minutes. I'm thinking, concise, and discussing with you. So at least we can understand the importance of dhikr in Ramadan. That's why I'm speaking. Not to give a lecture or a speech or to waste time. Such a profitable thing that is hard to find. Dhikr you can do. You will find people sitting individually. Tell me who is sitting in a gathering in a majlis for 1 hour. Show me, find me that place, that majlis in Ramadan. So what will be the rank of that jama'ah? The congregation is Ramadan. On top of that, Allah Ta'ala's mercies are showering and raining down at this moment in time around across the world. And in normal days, away from Ramadan, Allah says that when people sit in a gathering to do dhikr, and they're remembering Allah, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates his hadith, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah has narrated this hadith in Fadail Amal, and you can read the discussion in the detail. We read, but it doesn't fit in our brain. It doesn't permeate our brain cells. We read this, then we say, no, this is bidah. This is innovation. No, leave this action. Or we become lazy. You leave such an action, and in Ramadan, we leave the action of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, easy dhikr of Allah. When a person sits to remember Allah, the angels surround the gathering. For the angels to surround sinners, is this a small thing? Tell me, where is that person the whole Ramadan? Where will he attain this reward? In the masjid, in the halaqa dhikr, in the majlis dhikr, wherever it is, masjid or no masjid. Afternoon, you'll get the amal. In the night, you'll get this reward. In the morning, you'll get this reward. So me and you were sitting here. You think it's a minor action? This is Allah's fadl. Allah says, maghfiratun, I've made you run to my maghfirah. The billions, millions of rewards you will attain, and you will get up with millions and millions. One verse we'll recite, just one. Within it, we have Quran, we have Allah's mercies, we have barakat of Allah. We'll recite all the verses of Quran now in dhikr. And to recite Quran, one is to recite Quran, and one is to keep repeating Quran. I won't go towards that. The fadilat, the virtues, one verse to keep repeating it. I could speak for hours on this. It's like, you know, the henna. You know when you apply the color of the henna, you keep on grinding it and grinding it and grinding it, then the smell is distributed. The more you grind the henna, the mendi, the smell distributes. The verse of the Quran, the more you repeat a verse. The Sahaba would spend one night repeating just a verse. Rasulullah would spend a night on one verse. This is repetition. And today we say to repeat a verse is wrong action. Innovation. Is this not proven? Quran, Rasulullah did it himself. Because the person who does taqrar, who repeats a verse, is that person who enjoys the verse. Sometimes I feel that one verse, I just want to keep on repeating that same kalama time and time again. I feel like keep on repeating that verse. Keep on repeating the verse. And it's hard for me to stop, to carry on to the next verse. Why? What is the reason? No one's making a picture of what I'm doing. There's no filming happening. There's no advertisement. This is my individual personal enjoyment. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. When I recite this, that beautiful feeling enters into the heart that I don't want to leave reciting the verse. When I start reciting durood, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, sometimes you keep on reading and just keep reading and just keep reading. Because you stop on a verse or a kalma, this is the enjoyment, that taste. And the taste in repeating a verse is unique taste. Is this not the case? So, brothers, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, His mercy, that He at this time has given us the majlis, the congregation of dhikr, about which the angels surround the gathering. Allah's rahmah surrounds the gathering. Sakina descends into the hearts of the people in this gathering. And in this time, in Ramadan, in the fasting month, what are those angels? They sit down and they start to do our dhikr and remember us. They call out the name. Allah Ta'ala says, oh, in the heavens, can you see this gathering in Bolton? From the heavens, Allah calls. Is there anyone repeating my Quran? Is there anyone reciting durood? All people are sitting hungry, tired, exhausted in Masjid al-Taqwa. 15-20 darvish minor here. Allah Ta'ala says, they're my servants. They've read Quran, Nafal, Taraweeh. They've done everything. But this action, at this time, after Asr up till Maghrib, is the beloved time to Allah. So beloved, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that I love this time, and I love that Jamada congregation, that I go and sit with them at this time to do dhikr of Allah, after Asr up to Maghrib. So is there no reward in this? Is there no reward in this? Should we not be grateful and do shukr, or should we say, oh, it's too hard, what am I doing here? Why are we sitting? Where are we? And look at Allah's ni'mas, my brothers. Remember this point. Remember this point. The reason for me to say all of this is an objective. Allah gives tawfiq today, is it? Tomorrow, is there any guarantee? If Allah gives tawfiq today and we realize and learn that Allah Ta'ala's dhikr majlis is happening, then don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Shaitan is not here. Nafs is suppressed. Then, oh, why do you have to go to dhikr? Why shall I go to dhikr? I'll read Quran. I read Quran in the morning. Why shall I? Then I'll read Taraweeh. In the night, I'll hear Quran. But this time, from Asr until Maghrib, between Asr and Maghrib, and close to the iftar time, so many rahmas are descending now. As the time is passing, Asr is going past and Maghrib is coming close. So iftar is coming close. And you know the time of iftar, we learn from the scholars, is very valuable. To sit down at that time, to do dua in the form of Quran in a congregation collectively. And we're immersed in the dua, reciting Quran. Should we leave such a gathering? And we should have yaqeen that this gathering has no link with dunya. There's no sheikh, student, peer, murid, collection. All of the files are distributed this time to attain the good rewards, the good deeds. Don't start looking around who's here, who's not here. Be quiet. There's no greater action than dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, وَلَا ذِكَرَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Then believe what Allah is saying, isn't it? Believe what Allah is saying. Okay, so now we will start to do dhikr. And inshallah, wherever there's a gathering of dhikr, our job is morning there's dhikr gathering after Fajr. That is a valuable time. Why should we not earn good deeds? Allah Ta'ala has given us the capacity in Ramadan to earn good deeds. After Fajr we do dhikr. Allah's refrain, shaitan enough, 15-20 minutes. We don't sit for hours after Fajr, 15-20 minutes. Then there's the time, like after Taraweeh, people are tired, they run off. Why are you running off? Allah Ta'ala's mercy that we read Quran, then sit 15-20 minutes and do his dhikr to remember him. So we also sit, even though we're tired. Doesn't matter. But I'll tell you the truth. When you're tired after Taraweeh, of course you're going to be tired. But when you sit for dhikr, dhikr, do you not feel refreshed? Totally you are refreshed and you feel like you've just slept and got up and you go home. Isn't this the case? So there's a big deception. I'm tired. Why shall I sit down? What dhikr am I going to do now? I'm tired. Even if today we don't earn the good deeds, وَأَسَائِلَ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ جَنَّةً, then we won't get Jannah, we won't get forgiveness, well, nor will Allah's karam descend upon us. I'll tell you this clearly. So don't leave the path, the route to attain good deeds. Whatever path and route you get to attain good deeds, try to attain it. Grab it. Ramadan will pass with speed. The days, Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَّامٌ مَعْدُودَاتٌ, they are few and they are definitely few in number. Value them. Have qadr for this time, these days. Allah Ta'ala says it's only for a few days, and try to earn good deeds in as many ways as possible. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Ruchli.